أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على نبينا حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our first duty tonight, which happens to be the first night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to express our gratitude and shukr to Him for having kept us alive and granted this again a new blissful Maah Ramadan. For all of us know that many mu'mineen and mu'minat, young and old, were with us last year and during the year. Some of them have just passed away and some of them have passed away during the year. For them, the chapter of A'mal is now closed. For us, the chapter is still open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows how long we're going to live. But we hope that inshallah ta'ala this Ramadan will pass with all our A'mal and deeds having been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is therefore our duty to remember our marhumin with Surah Al-Fatiha. Just as in material life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has arranged this universe and particularly the earth we are living on as a place subjected to various seasons. We have a season when it is extremely hot and we call it summer. The earth and life on earth needs that heat for subsistence. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed it for 4 months or 5 months when it is extremely hot. But that heat is needed for the perpetuation of life on earth. And then comes a time when we say it is autumn and the winter is now approaching and it becomes extremely cold. The earth needs it. Whether I personally like it or I don't like it is something else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this for all. And it has got some benefits. And then the rainfall. Don't they see, Allah says in Quran, how we give life back to the earth which has gone dead. كَيْفَ نُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. After it has died, it has been abandoned, it has become barren. How we give life back to it? By rainfall. And then there is a spring. The Prophet said, كُلَّمَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّبِيعُ اُذْكُرُ النُّشُورُ. Anytime that you see the spring, season of spring, try to remember how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect us, all of us, one day after having died. The same way, my friends, for spiritual world there are seasons. And Maah Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is a season where everyone, human being, regardless of the religion he professes, or he may have no religion whatsoever. Every thinking soul on this earth, one day at one station in life, tries to exercise a halt and thinks as to what is happening around me. Is this a passing dream? Where did I come from? Where am I going to? And what is all this life about? The family, the children, the parents, the friends, a society full of human beings, the dealings, the transactions, the earnings, the loss. After all, what is this? Every human being thinks. But the problem is that these are called moments of inspiration. Moments of inspiration do not last long. We are just like those sheep or goats in a small pen, grazing the ground, all the time busy. If you have seen the sheep and the goat, the mouth is all the time on the stubs of the grass, eating. They seldom have time to look at the sun. G.K. Chesterton of England used to say, people in England do not see the sun, for they have no time for it. They enjoy the sun, but they don't see, because there's no time. They're all the time looking at the ground, counting pounds and shillings. They don't have time to look at the heavens and say, how beautiful is the sun. But this applies to all of us, not only to Englishmen. We are busy grazing on this ground. Suddenly a lion or any predator enters, picks up one of us, and jumps and goes away. The one who is gone has gone to meet his death. The lion is going to kill that and eat, of course. We here for a few minutes are all of us taken aback, shocked. But it takes hardly 5 minutes, and then we are back where we are, square one. In Gujarati, when they used to go to Samshan, Samshan is where they cremate. As they see the body being cremated, they say, Ram, 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 you know, because they know that this is the ultimate of every one who believes in being cremated. I mean, whether it is to be buried or to be cremated, that is the ultimate station. They say, Ram, Ram, Ram. What we say is, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh, or Allahumma salli ala khairil mursaleena Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahir. As we finally, for few minutes, all of us are grieved and shocked. For the mayyit is of a young man sometimes, or the mayyit is of a close friend, or a relative, or parent, or son, or whatever. Life is like that. Wife, husband. But that is so temporary that in Gujarati it is called Samshan Vairagya. Samshan Vairagya means taqwa only up to the limit of Samshan. The moment you are out of Samshan, Vairagya goes off. Then the man talks about business. Maah Ramadan has come, a season from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for removing that hijab which is between me and my Creator. Allahu Akbar. Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, says there is a hijab, there is a parda, there is a veil between me and my Creator. Now there are two types, he says. One is madi, therefore it is kathif. Means one is materialistic, therefore it is opaque or dirty, whatever you can call it. Dunya. This is maddi. It is coming and going, but it is engaging so much of my attention that it has created a
But he goes further and he says, another is Nuri. Even that is a further. When a man becomes an alim and considers him something, that is also hijab between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a man becomes muttaqi, say he is now performing many namaz, doing ibadah strenuously, suddenly shaitan puts into him an idea that, mashallah, you are one of those who are not to be seen in the community. That is a hijab again. So he says, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the month has come to remove hijab. But there are two ways of removing hijab. What a beautiful hadith it is. One way, he says, is to stand up and with your own hand remove the hijab. That is one way of it. The other way is when early in the morning, he says, the morning breeze comes and it itself removes the hijab. That which I do by constraint, by refraining from doing sins, by adopting taqwa, is my own effort to remove hijab. By considering myself nothing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by considering oneself so humble that even humility must not be considered. That is one way. The second way is the month of Ramadan, where Allah sends the breeze and asks the veil to be lifted, provided you are prepared for it. Early in the morning. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, our Prophet said, when Sha'ban came for the first time, قَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْأَكْبَرِ. A great month of Allah is now proceeding and coming towards you. نَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةِ. Even your sleep in that is also an act of worship. وَأَنْفَاسُكُمْ فِيهِ تَسْبِيحِ. And your breath in this month has got the thawab of tasbih. That means the season has come. It is now for me to start working for it. Not like any ordinary month. 11 months have passed. We know what we have done. We know how much we have lost. We know how much gunah we have done. This is the month of some change. The month of reading Quran and Majeed. The month of pondering over Quran and Majeed. The month of reading dua, even if it is in any language, dua in any language, provided you can communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of fasting. There is a philosophy in Islam which means, which is summarized by two words, ta'athir and ta'athur. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Daily prayers, namaz, they stop us, they prevent us from doing those sins which involve shamelessness, bashlessness, lewdness. That means what is the asar? The asar of namaz is that it prevents us from going into those sins. And now, the asur is that even those sins prevent us from namaz. Just as salat prevents us from those sins, those sins, if committed, they prevent us from salat. These are called mutual asar. If you find a man not praying, you must know that there is something wrong there. He knows it is wajib. But there is some gunah which is preventing him from doing. Similarly, song, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. This fast has been made wajib upon you the way it was made wajib upon people before you, so that you will become men of taqwa. That means by the athar, the effect of song is to become muttaqi, and a man who is not muttaqi will never fast. It is athar and ta'athur. And he has got a ready excuse for it. If it is hot, he says, it is very hot. If it is cold, it is very cold, I must have coffee. Although how can I fast, Mulla Sahib, 6 hours, 9 hours? So, if the days are long, days are long. If the days are short, they are cold. So man has got ready excuse for every thing. But the fact is, if there is that fear of Allah, if taqwa is there, a man cannot remain without fasting. It means there is something wrong in my training of my children when they rise up in the morning, in the month of Ramadan, to drink a cup of tea after Subh-e-Sahar. I haven't shown them what is the path of Allah subhanahu. Pondering over Qur'an. There are many who cannot read Qur'an. Fine. You can ponder over Qur'an. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told someone from Sahaba and companions, there is a new Muslim who has come, teach him Qur'an. So he went on that day. That man started, in those days it was not like these days that you start from Alif Ba'ate. He's an Arab, Arab knows Alif Ba'ate. And they didn't start from the first surah or any surah, they started with anything that was available. That man started with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Now this man was an Arab, of course, as far as language was concerned, he understood what the ayah is trying to say. But he had never heard Qur'an, never read. He went on and on. And finally it came to, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever does even an atom weight of good deed on earth, he shall see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And whoever does even atom weight of evil, he shall see it. He stood up. And he said, أَهَذَا مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Is this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Sahaba told him, yes, this is the Prophet. He said, I don't need any further. These two ayats are enough to save me and to change my life. Well, he went away. He went away. The Prophet, after 3-4 days, asked the Sahaba, what happened to your student? Where is he? I don't see him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, after having heard these two ayah when I taught him, he went away and he said, I don't need any more for my life, this is enough. The Prophet said, this is how you read Qur'an. هَكَذَا تَقْرَؤُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. This is how it gives you a jolt. One jolt is enough to mend my life. For the days are passing, and I seldom realize how fast the days are going. Tonight we are in the first night. Within a twinkle of an eye, we shall be meeting for the night of Eid and fighting and quarreling for the moon. In Islam, yesterday, it is nothing more than this. Yesterday, today and tomorrow, that's all. You find in ayat of Quran it is written, كَأَلَّمْ تَغْنَى بِالْأَمْسِ. When I take away from someone, I take away the way he had nothing yesterday. So that means there was yesterday. فَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And every nafs should see what is sent beforehand for tomorrow. So there was yesterday and tomorrow. Right? Now the only thing remains is today. So Ali ibn Abi Talib in Nahj al-Balagha says, Salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. Ma asra' as-sa'at fi al-yawm, wa ma asra' al-ayyam fi al-shahr, wa ma asra' al-shuhur fi al-sana. How fast are the hours passing in a day? And how fast are days passing in a month? And how fast are months passing in a year? قَدْ انْصَرَمَتِ الدُّنْيَا بِأَهْلِهَا. Dunya has gone. There's a past. Bi ahliya, with its people, low and high, rich and poor.
كَانَّهُ فِي يَوْمٍ مَضَى أَوْ شَهْرٍ إِنْقَضَى.
It's just like a day which it has passed, or a month which is gone. Look back. Last Ramadan, and so many Ramadan we have passed in this Imam Bargah, and we have come again. And again, inshallah ta'ala, as long as Allah wants us to live, or we might not even live to see again, or we might not even live to see the whole month pass. So, from tonight onwards, let us make a niyyah. The philosophy of fasting is nothing but constraint. That which was halal yesterday, during daytime, is haram from tomorrow. You can't eat, you can't drink, from morning till dusk. Many things were legitimate which are now unlawful tomorrow. Why? Lillah. Nothing else. Allah said, from tomorrow. Now because the twilight in winter in England and other parts of Europe is a bit doubtful, we have been advised, that's why we have given the advice, that please stop your eating 20 minutes before namaz is subh. Because the twilight here in winter is doubtful and dubious. So if you find that namaz time is say 5 to 7, 6:50, and we have shown imsak as 6:40, please stop eating at 6:30, 10 minutes earlier. That means keep a gap of not 10 minutes, but 20 minutes between imsak and namaz subh. Namaz subh you can pray at 7 o'clock, even at 7:15 before qada. But for imsak, not like what I saw somewhere else in Najaf when I was there, that the month of Ramadan, people looking at muazzin with stub of cigarette, waiting for Allahu Akbar's alif. The moment he says, ah, and he extinguishes cigarette. You see, although 5 minutes before his adhan, he says, Rahimakumullah, may Allah have mercy upon you. La ta'akulu wa la tashrabu. Do not eat and do not drink in Najaf. But the man is still drinking, he is waiting for the alif of Allahu Akbar. The moment he says, ah, he extinguishes. That is not the way, because this gives an impression that fasting is a zulm which we have never had before. Fasting is not a zulm. Fasting is for me. It changes my life. It has got a mirah. Well, niyat is constrained. That gives me an exercise of restraining. I will not do if Allah doesn't want it. Whether it is Ramadan or Shawwal. That's all. Then, from tonight it is wajib for all of us to make a niyyah. You can make a collective niyyah, the whole month inshaAllah ta'ala, I shall fast in this month of Ramadan, qurbatan ilallahi ta'ala. Wajib or ghayre wajib is not necessary because wujub is implied. You can't go wrong there. There is no Maha Ramzan Sunnat except for children. But for all of us who are baligh, men and women, we don't have to say wajib. What we have to say in our minds is, or to determine and intend is, that it will be qurbatan ilallahi ta'ala. So this is one way of doing the niyat. The other way of doing niyat is by negative thinking. That means, I shall not do any such act which breaks the fast from tomorrow. Qurbatan ilallah. Even that is enough. This way or that way. I shall fast from tomorrow. Qurbatan ilallah. This must be done tonight, before Surah Sajid. Now, as we are sitting here, it doesn't require any announcement, any chitti, or anything. Just in your mind, and you can do it just as we are sitting here, inshallah ta'ala, from tomorrow. We are fasting for the month of Ramadan, qurbatan ilallah ta'ala, and may Allah accept our fastings. This is the way how it is to be done. There is a mirror. Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah salamu alayhi. In Nahj al-Balagha calls fasting mujahada. Mujahada, those who know Arabic, they know it. That jihad is something else. Jahada is something else. Mujahada is something else. In mujahada you have a confrontation. Someone, again, it is just like ala wazdil mufa'ala. That means you have mujabaha, muqabila, someone facing you. Mujahada, that means this is a struggle in which you are confronting someone. Who is confronting you? Shaitan. Shaitan. He tells me, now look, you are fasting, huh? Very good, very good. It is enough now, there is no need to read Quran. Fasting itself is so big. The whole world is eating and drinking and making merry. Huh? You are at home, ya Allah. So there's no need. Sleep, sleep, sleep. Mullah said sleeping is ibadah. One wants to add by reading Quran, by reading one more extra dua, by one more tasbih, shaitan tells him. Oh, both of you. Namaz Ishab. Oh, why? See, this is it. In dua Abu Hamza. Abu Hamza from Ali. It is there. Ya Allah. Why? When I stand up for Salat, I feel sleepy. Ya Allah, why? When I read Quran, I feel like sleeping. Ya Allah, why? When something within me tells me to do one more act of ibadah, I feel lazy. Perhaps I have sinned. Forgive my sins and remove that hijab so that I may be able to come closer to you. That is the meaning of it. And then when the Prophet went to Mi'raj, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed unto the Prophet and said, Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your ummah will pray. Your ummah will pray. 17 rakat every day, fard, plus 34 rakat every day, nafileh, 51 rakat. Not wajib. Wajib is 17. And with those prayers, they will come closer and closer unto me. And then he said, Ya Muhammad, and then your ummah will fast. وَلِسْيَامِ مِيرَاثٌ. And fasting has got some effect. It, you inherit something. It's not just like that, that I'm keeping hungry and with fasting you inherit something. That means at the end of it there is an award. So the Prophet said, Ya Allah, wa ma mirathu sawm. Well, what is that which I will inherit? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Muhammad, mirathu sawm al-hikmah. When you fast, you inherit wisdom. وَمِيرَاثُ الْحِكْمَةِ مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And that hikmah takes you nearer and nearer to knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a reason why. Inshallah it is the beginning tomorrow and day after tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday. Tomorrow is Saturday. Day after tomorrow is Sunday. And it is called. And Ali alayhi salam said, As-sawmu fi shita ghanimatun barida. Fasting in winter means getting spoil of war without fighting. Maal ghanimat. For maal ghanimat you've got to fight, huh? But in winter you get maal ghanimat without fighting. Ghanimatun bar in the Cold War. He said it, and it is true. Because I wake up at about 7 o'clock. Oh, I lost my sari. But if I wake up at 6 o'clock, there's still time for half an hour. Oh, you have your breakfast, your scrambled egg, your boiled egg, your omelette, or whatever you want to have, and a cup of good old tea. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar. After salat and everything, you sleep. Dhuhr, inshallah, for salat dhuhr, asas Allahu Akbar, finish, sleep again. By 4:15, your wife wakes you up. Achok henke. It's all over. Ghanimatun barida. And so Sunday will pass like that. But then Monday is a working day. Then the problem will begin. There is no problem. Actually, the thinking of a person changes after 10th or 11th or 12th fast. Suddenly he finds himself getting sober. Thinking. His process of thinking becomes pure and it becomes undisturbed because he has, for the last 10 days, grilled himself in hunger. And not that you eat so much to avenge for the hunger. No! Not that way, you see. We must maintain that continuity of hunger even at night, you see. Eat, but don't eat to your fill. And see what happens. Within 10 days, you will start thinking. Thinking, what is this life for? What have I lived for? Is there any purpose or meaning for this? Or is this simply going to the office and working and earning money? People have gone. They have earned much more than I did. People have gone, they are stronger than I am. People owned much more than I do. What happened? Am I being consigned to the same fate? Or should I have some meaning in life? That is Ali ibn Abi Talib. That is what the Prophet is told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mirathu Sawm al-Hikm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to fast that way. But to fast. Please do not consider this as sunnah, this is wajib. If Imam al-Zamana, ajjalallahu farajahu sharif, is here, and somebody is caught not fasting, he'll be warned once, he'll be warned twice, third time his head will be cut off. Wajib al-Qatil, this fasting is wajib aini, is not a joke. And those who consider that we can do without fasting for no reason whatsoever, they are actually transgressing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not harm, does not hurry. He has got his own ways of showing us. He is merciful. Even those who did not fast yesterday, if they fast today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive them. But please understand, we shall go through the masail. The first masala is, as I told you, is of niyyah. The rest, inshallah, tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.